Welcome to the Morning After Podcast, a conversation about life after loss. I'm your host, Shantae Mosby, a wife, singer, bonus mom of three, and angel mom of one. I created this podcast to be a safe space to express myself, learn, and heal in hopes of helping others like myself. I look forward to enjoying our time together, but don't forget to seek counsel from someone who knows a little bit more than me whenever you need it. Are you ready? Let's talk. Okay, here we go. So, who am I? Well, I'm born and raised out of Memphis, Tennessee. I am married to the wonderful and amazing Michael Mosby. We got married in January of 2020. So 2020 was definitely lit for us, enjoying the wonderfulness that is marriage and being newlyweds. So that's awesome. He came with three beautiful children that I get to be a bonus mom to, Madison, Mitchell, and Michaela. And I have the honor, my husband as well, of being angel parents to Micah Love. She was born in February of this year. So I'm a people leader at my job, and I've been a professional lead and background vocalist for as long as I can remember. I would probably say shortly after college, so maybe like 2003, 2004, I started really jumping into music and being a supporting vocalist. I'm a plant mom. I have about 20 to 21 plants. I know that number is going to grow as soon as I have the time to go shopping for more plants. It seems like my house will be a small jungle at some point. I can't wait to start adding video elements to the podcast, because then the viewers will see all of the plants in the background. I'm a creative. That simply means I enjoy doing a bunch of things with the raw talents God is giving me, meaning I can do a little bit of a lot of things. And I don't know if that's a gift or a curse. Maybe when I talk to a couple therapists or professionals, maybe they'll help me kind of dive into what that's all about. I'm a big sister to three siblings, Kia Jr., Carrie, and Keyshawn. I would ask that you don't get me started on why I don't have a K name. I believe that's a question that is probably better suited for my mom and my dad. As you can see, I'm probably a little bit, I still feel a little way about that, even as a adult with children of my own. But, you know, what can you do? I do have the pleasure of being the oldest, so I guess that's reason enough. So it's all good. I think I've started this, well, I know I started this podcast to be a form of therapy, an outlet for me after we lost Micah in February. She was my firstborn. So, you know, you guys will get the opportunity to kind of walk with me through all of this. I'm known for being a introvert, or someone that doesn't show emotions as easily. And so over the last few months, I've been given books and journals. I've listened to podcasts and I've joined communities on social media. And maybe I hope to one day join an in-person group if COVID restrictions allow for it. And I think, you know, this podcast will be the best way I can get through what I'm feeling and still be able to speak freely. So I would say that I expect for you all as my listeners to, I mean, let me be honest. I don't know what you guys will expect, what you should expect rather. Plenty of mistakes. As you can tell, I am going to take the advice of my husband and not be so worried about everything being perfect. You know, my grammar and me saying words in wrong order or mispronouncing words. I mean, I hope to do my best, but I want to be as real as possible, real with myself, real with you all as listeners. I speak fast, so sometimes my words get jumbled up. And so I'll do my best to kind of slow it down for sure for you guys. I know I want this to be a safe space where others, along with myself, can tell their stories. I know for me, I want this to be something that I can learn from. So I want to be able to hear from experts, both with education and with life experience. And we all know that sometimes our life experiences, you know, are the best teachers. So I look forward to bringing in and talking with people that have experienced life. I expect to laugh, of course. And if the topic is heavy enough or sometimes light enough, I expect to cry. You may not hear it, even though it may be happening. You know, naturally, I'm still very new to this form of expression. I hear often that my husband will say, oh, I'm not a talker. She's not a talker. I'm the talker. And, you know, when I bring him on the show, you will see that, you know, there are a lot of truths to that. But I hope to use this as a tool to also help me blossom. So I definitely look forward to taking you all on this journey with me as we navigate through the morning after.